This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you if people send you the same generic conversation starters they message everyone else? Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tornado Cash developer Alexei Pertsev filed an appeal with the Dutch court after being found guilty of money laundering earlier this week. The court was not able to say if the appeal was approved, and it could take months before the first hearing takes place. Pertsev, who was sentenced to 64 months in prison, has the opportunity to ask to await the appeal trial at home. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is planning to offer spot Bitcoin trading to its clients amid increasing demand for the product. That's according to a report from the Financial Times. CME is already the top Bitcoin futures exchange by open interest, but a spot trading business could help the exchange become even more dominant in the crypto market. 10x Research founder Marcus Thielen said exchanges might lose some business with the potential debut of a Bitcoin spot market on the CME because institutional players who are driving the current bull run will prefer to trade on regulated platforms. And the House is setting to vote on a wide-ranging bill to set crypto regulation next week. Rep. Patrick McHenry, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee and a leading advocate for crypto legislation, said the results will strongly influence the odds that the U.S. Senate gets on board. McHenry is set to retire at the end of this year and has made digital assets legislation one of his top priorities. He suggested that it will be important to watch if Democrats show up to support the bill. That's it for CoinDesk Daily. Get more updates on CoinDesk.com, and we'll see you next time.
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.